Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Today, we have a new episode of Enduring It Well here on the Mormon Channel. And in this episode, guests speak about the suffering associated with raising a child that chooses to live a life of crime. And this is going to premiere today on the Mormon Channel at 1 p.m. And after that time, you can always find it on our website under the Enduring It Well series. And we hope you enjoy this latest episode of Enduring It Well. A while back, we did our Mormon Messages Marathon Week on Facebook, asking you to tell us which Mormon message was your favorite and why. We received a comment on Twitter that we wanted to share with you today. It's from a lady who is not a member of the Mormon faith. She is of another faith. And we just love that she commented on our site. Her name is Kim. But she talks about how she struggled with depression for the last couple of years and how life has been difficult raising her two sons. She said, "I started scrolling YouTube for some kind of hope, spiritual hope, anything. I found the message about faith, the plane crash one, where Mormons were encouraged to have faith in tumultuous times." She said this Mormon message for her was life-changing and just what she needed. She has watched all of the Mormon messages she can possibly find now and is even reading the Book of Mormon. She wanted to say thanks for the messages and how they speak to her on a level that nothing else can, she says. Now, the Mormon message about the plane crash that she's referring to is entitled My New Life. Just recently, in General Conference, October 2013, Elder Jeffrey R. Holland talked about this experience in a talk he gave entitled, Like a Broken Vessel. We wanted to play a portion of Elder Holland's talk for you here today. Ready? Here we go.
Stephanie Clark Nielsen and her family have been our friends for more than 30 years. On August 16, 2008, Stephanie and her husband Christian were in a plane crash and subsequent fire that scarred her so horrifically that only her painted toenails were recognizable when family members came to identify the victims. There was almost no chance Stephanie could live. After 5 months in a sleep-induced coma, she awoke to see herself. With that, the psychic scarring and horrendous depression came. Having four children under the age of seven, Stephanie did not want them to see her ever again. She felt it would be better not to live. "I thought it would be easier," Stephanie once told me in my office, "if they just forgot about me and I quietly slipped out of their life." But to her eternal credit, and with the prayers of her husband, family, friends, four beautiful children, and a fifth born to the Nielsens just 18 months ago, Stephanie fought her way back from the abyss of self-destruction to be one of the most popular mommy bloggers in the nation, openly declaring to the 4 million who follow her blog that her divine purpose in life is to be a mom and to cherish every day she has been given with them on this beautiful earth. Whatever your struggle, my brothers and sisters, mental or emotional or physical or otherwise, do not vote against the preciousness of life by ending it. Trust in God. Hold on in His love. Know that one day the dawn will break brightly and all shadows of mortality will flee. Though we may feel we are like a broken vessel, as the psalmist says, we must remember that vessel is in the hands of the divine potter. Broken minds can be healed just the way broken bones and broken hearts are healed. While God is at work making those repairs, the rest of us can help by being merciful, non-judgmental, and kind.
Wow, that's a powerful message that we can all be healed, body, mind, and spirit. We are all in the hands of the divine potter, like Elder Holland says. Recently, Elizabeth Smart, who was kidnapped from her Utah home back in 2002 for about 9 months, did an interview with NBC News, and she said something really interesting that her mother counseled her after the horrific situation that she endured. Her mother said, "Elizabeth, what this man has done to you is terrible. He has stolen 9 months of your life that you will never get back. But the best punishment you could ever give him is to be happy." Elizabeth Smart is an amazing woman, and she's a great example of how the power of attitude combined with the power of God can really heal us. We here at the Mormon Channel hope that we can all remember these great examples. And like Elder Holland said, the rest of us can be non-judgmental and kind to people who have been or are in incredibly difficult situations. That's the message we'd like to leave you with today. Thank you for being with us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled, "This is the Christ," and it's featuring George Steyer. Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.
They heard his voice, a voice so mild. It pierced them through and made their souls to quake. They saw him come, a man in white. The Savior who had suffered for their sake. They felt the wounds in hands and side, and each could testify, "This is the Christ, this is the Christ, the Holy Son of God, our Savior, Lord, Redeemer of mankind. This is the Christ, the healer of our souls. Saints of old, in joyful cry, I too can testify, this is the Christ.